Oyagala kweyongera kukuguka mu mateeka agakwata ku ttaka? Ganyulwa mu programu za Witness Radio osomesebwe batya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abannakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba abantu b'olwanirira gatuuke ku bavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate radio y'abantu, Witness Radio. Wuliriza Witness Radio mu kitundu kyo ng'ekulambululira ensonga ezinyiga abantu. Wulirizanga Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa bantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Hello, Uganda. Hello, Africa. Good morning, and we thank you very much for tuning in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. You are listening to The Dawn, a program that kickstarts your day every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. To join us, please visit our website at www.witnessradio.org or by downloading the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store. As we start out, do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Witness Radio Uganda. Additionally, for any interactions and comments, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp number, which is +256 745 965 765, or by calling us directly on +256 414 697 221. Let us have a song called Gwekatonda from Streams of Life Choir. A lot is coming up. Stay tuned to Witness Radio.
Katonda,
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 oh,
Amani. bakoma era bagaga bakaba
wekumira magezi se kwate bulichira
bulichira
mufa
wekwake bimera bimera wekwaka nebikala
wekumira buinza chivuna myakusi
kabare bana baba na
bangu
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn is the program you are listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. In today's program, we are looking at an oil company in Peru called Plus Petro that has failed to respect indigenous rights and the environment. The Dutch National Contact Point, NCP, for the OECD guidelines has found that oil company Plus Petro breached the OECD standards on human rights and the environment. The decision follows a complaint filed more than 5 years ago by four indigenous federations from the Peruvian Amazon, supported by SOMO and partner non-governmental organizations. The final statement validates the community's long struggle for justice after years of oil pollution, health impacts, and rights violations. The community has long sought for justice and remediation. In March 2020, four indigenous federations representing 101 indigenous communities in northern Peru filed a complaint with the Dutch NCP. They accused Plus Petro of causing large-scale contamination during its 15 years of operating in Lot 1AB, now Lot 192, in the Peruvian Amazon. The company dumped toxic wastewater, neglected infrastructure, and left behind over 3,000 opens in new window. Although Plus Petro halted operations in Lot 1AB in 2015, it has adamantly refused to clean up environmental damage or provide a solution. The pollution has poisoned rivers and soil with heavy metals such as cadmium and lead, destroying biodiversity and threatening the health and livelihoods of indigenous peoples. Robinson Sandy, a president of one of the federations representing indigenous communities in northern Peru, in his remarks said that Plus Petro left without cleaning up anything. Instead of remediating, they contaminated our land even more. The OECD's recognition that Plus Petro is responsible gives us hope that justice will finally be done. Despite the Dutch NCP offering mediation in 2021, Plus Petro refused to participate, showing a continued unwillingness to act in good faith. The NCP's final statement finds that Plus Petro acted in breach of the OECD guidelines across multiple critical areas. Furthermore, the NCP found that the company failed to engage meaningfully with impacted indigenous communities, noting that Plus Petro failed to foster a relationship of mutual trust with communities by concluding agreements that included disadvantageous elements for the communities. On environmental protection, the NCP determined that Plus Petro knowingly used outdated equipment, failed to apply good practice standards from the outset of its operations, and could have foreseen that dumping wastewater and neglecting pipelines would cause further pollution. The NCP also concluded that by failing to prevent and remedy this damage, Pluspetrol has not acted fully in line with the remedy expectations of the OECD guidelines and did not do enough to respect the right to health of local communities who depend on a clean environment for their survival. Furthermore, the NCP notes that the fact that the enterprise provides no publicly available information on taxation is not in line with what is expected under the OECD guidelines. The company's opaque international structure has allowed it to avoid accountability and evade taxes. This is the first NCP case filed against a so-called letterbox company, therefore setting an important precedent. Lastly, the NCP called on the OECD to develop guidelines for companies in the extractive sector when they acquire concessions where ongoing damage to the environment and violations of human rights already exist. This guidance should set clear standards for corporate responsibilities regarding due diligence and remediation in such contexts. The NCP's findings carry concrete consequences for Pluspetrol's future operations under Dutch government policy. The company should now be excluded from trade promotion and free trade agreements, export credit, and public procurement contracts. The case also exposes how the Netherlands lacks corporate transparency, enables company abuses. Pluspetrol, though Argentine-owned, operated via a Dutch letterbox structure, with part of its corporate structure registered in the Cayman Islands in Luxembourg. The statement increases pressure on the Dutch government to curb harmful letterbox constructions, strengthen corporate transparency rules, and enforce the OECD guidelines more effectively. The complaint also highlights the importance of companies to ensure they disengage responsibly. Under the OECD guidelines, companies must conduct due diligence over any decision to disengage, including ensuring any impacts caused during operations or as a result of the decision to disengage are remediated. In this case, Pluspetrol remains responsible for cleaning up its environmental pollution and providing compensation to those affected. For the indigenous federations, the ruling is a long-sought validation of their experiences. It provides an official public record of Pluspetrol's harmful conduct and strengthens future advocacy, legal, and media efforts in the pursuit of justice. A delegation of indigenous leaders was in the Netherlands from 2nd to 5th September to present their demands and speak directly to Dutch policy makers. Let us get into a short break, and when we come back, we shall be looking at a church land wrangle in Luamagua over land ownership between the Catholic Church and locals in the area.
Farmers, do you want to learn essential agricultural practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance.
Tukabuye umunsi tunejejwe nuko radio Witness yadusuye turanezerewe cyane rwose kimwe n'abagenzi banje nabo banezerewe birenze uko tubivumva
Witness Radio
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 Good morning and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn right here on Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that break. You are still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. Do not forget to download the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store in order for you not to miss out on any updates in our program, or by visiting the website at www.witnessradio.org. Now, in Luamagua, Rakai district, there is an ongoing land wrangle over land ownership between the Catholic Church and local residents in the area. Lwamagwa is located in Rakai District, Central Uganda. And now, the Catholic Church, which has a strong presence in Uganda, owns significant parcels of land across various regions for religious, educational, and community purposes. Over the years, the Catholic Church has acquired land in different parts of Uganda, including Lwamagwa. However, the ownership of land and its usage has sometimes been a point of contention between the church, local authorities, and residents, especially in cases where there is a lack of clear documentation or understanding of land rights. The dispute in Lwamagwa specifically centers on the ownership and use of land that is claimed by the Catholic Church, as well as some people that are said to be politicians. The church has reportedly used the land for religious purposes, and some of it was intended for future development projects. And according to a one Father Nakana, the monastery acquired the land on September 27, 1984, but delays by the original owner, Dorothy Wanyawazi, in handing over the title did open doors for land disputes. He said the land accommodates key government projects, including a hospital and a school, alongside church plantations of coffee and cassava. The priest reported to the office of the senior presidential assistant on special duties, Fiona Barunji, claiming that a one Benoniga had taken over the land, plowed it, and constructed houses on it.
Nevo nga bale itabule simanyi, nga baga mantuwano, te watu ndibwa. Nandi ba, tenda gane jetulaga, te baji kiliza. Netuba gama nti mwamu wano, walu wechu wandikecha lechika kasantu wano wamwe. Ewa nanyi nebali nga ba landlord buffet. Walibula, lugaru wawo kuda mmanya aga kerezia. Na hene tutandiko kule nao, ulava, wakupa mluku yunga chingana mwena.
Chitekeza mliwa chivanja.
Tuludewo, tuludewo na takalino. Na ye mabega ko, tuwa hitu waba sabada, tuzabonga bali mpulani yeyo, nti mkwe obusobozi, tuwe sale, kuchiapa cha mwe, nevagana. Kati mchisele echo, bali tibaina administrator wataka. Nevafu okulaba, angabateka wa administrator, oweki mpatira, na ya tenga si mutufu. Vantu wa genzo bino onyeleza. Nga ya ndiba dadi administrator. Mulala nyo. Ila agwamu familia yomu wami ono. Haiti baba agara.
Father Ogambi Egoya Ani.
Mze Father Vincent Nakana. Office ya president ya tutase. Tugobele wa abantu bano. Wafe tuinobu kakafunti ya taka. Yafe. Tuwaligula. Erenda gane gama nti tusasudde tiwali kibanjibwa bagano ntanga avulungi sababu batuyambe mwecho kugwede ngenaku zo mwezi 17 omwezi gwa November leba kuba wano eriti ebyola bebe bigenda byetolodde wano byasoka no kuyita wano kati oluvannyuma ate nebabyongerayo nebiyingira ne mu mwanyi okutuuka eri ere mwanyi ezali awo nna bazisawawo nenkonge bazisigula.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Fiona Barunji, who visited the contested land alongside Lwamagwa Deputy RDC Eddie Mwanji and Village Chairman Christopher Mwonge, said her team found difficulties engaging Yiga's workers until an interpreter intervened. Local leaders, including youth chairperson Kafero Jofle and John Baliko, appealed to the president and to Barunji to intervene, saying the monastery had all the supporting documents.
Nzeno ebisingo okunuma bebakulembeze benyini abagala okutwala wano naye nga bakozesa buyinza nga tebakozesa kukkaanya kuba yasooka okwagala awatwale era nga bagamba ye yatunda aguze muganda we ye yali chairman wa district ate ye yali chairman wa district senaalemu wabula abadde byonna bamuyita Mugabi Benon ate takomyawo nafunye omukisa n'enkirabira wano nti ekintu kino kigenze wala abataka abali bubi nnyo buli katundu gye kali nga muntu omu yakaabya abataka babadde bakyagumya ate kati n'alumba ne kereziya nze nsaba mukulembeze wa district yabadde mukulembeze wa district n'avaako naye ekyo kyamulaga nti atusobola kati akola kyayagala takolera mu mateeka kati ate gwe yaguza tawunikiraaka muganda we wekira kakati abantu abo bagatta ebyo basoose batulugunyiza abantu kati batandise ate abantu we beegattira nsaba ofiisi ya pulezidenti nga bwetandiseeko etuyambe ng'eyitira mu ofiisi y'omukyala ono azze wano leero madamu Birungi ejje wansi babayite ne bwe babayita olwaleero ne tutuula nabo bye boogera biraga nti baagala kubba tebabagamba mbugano gaali mala byali bijja naye ate watunde nabo baatunzeewo ng'ate ffe tubuuza ffe twafunawo tutya anti ffe sitwabiraba naye bakyogera mu bigambo bwe twasisinkanye tusabe etuyambe etuyambe kubanga abakristu singa sifa abakulembeze kubakwatakwata singa akavuyo kajja dda nga tutiŋŋanye naye tandikiraawo etukwatekwate etuddize ebyaffe tukole emirimu gyaffe wano waliwo ekibiina faaza kye yali yawanga kikolerawo nga bakiyita ekyamaddo nga kikolerawo pulojekiti zaakyo twasimba lumonde twasimbamu muwogo yuuyo baamukudde nga muto ebyo byolaba ne bamukuulamu bo ne basimba ebitooke olaba ebitooke baasimbye bikulu mu musana naye tusaba batuyambe batuddize ekintu kyaffe
yeegata ne mugabi omukyalo oyo wampeewo Nalubiri Jeni wampeewo kiwa kika kya nsenene ate obukojja bwa Nalubiri bwa Ngabi bo bava mu famire ya Kasinga bwe bukojja bwabwe ate nnyina wa Nalubiri Verin na Kasinga kati tewali layini yonna egatta tewali layini yonna egatta nkikuki ku saidi yaffe wabula baali bannabbeere bajajjaffe kati ne beeyambisa omukisa gw'okulingiriza ebiri mu famire endala bwe baabiringiriza nga biyinza okuba nga babiganyulwamu ne bakola ki ne beeyambikisa omukisa ogwo ne baba nga batandika okutulugunya abantu ku kitundu naye nga wano mu kifo wano we tuli ekereziya yagula muli bwana mukulu yaliwo mu linnya lya Masaka Diocese
yagula kwani
ekereziya faaza oyo yagula ku Dolosi Wanyuwazika eyali Land Road era tewali mbeera yonna lwakuba nti obuzibu baafuna tebaafuna transfer bukyali naye nga baagula mu ttaka si bakibanja baagula ttaka tebaagula kibanja si basenze bakibanja
tuzze mu district ya Rakai ku kyalo kye bayita Lwamagwa parishi ekyalo ekyera ekyalo nakyo Lwamagwa nga waliwo ensonga ezajja mu ofiisi yaffe mu mwezi gw'okusatu nga guggwawo between ogwokusatu n'ogwokuna abakulu chief priest ne banne ne bajja ne bapetitioninga naye twagezaako okuinvitinga abantu bano bajje tubawulirize nga bulijjo naye baagaana n'okureceivinga ebbaluwa because usually ebintu bwe binsanga mu ofiisi mbisindika wa RDC bwe mba sibisindise wa RDC nsonga n'empuliriza n'empulira oba walimu ebikaluba oluusi bwe tusanga nga mulimu abakulu abakola mu gavumenti oba abeeyita abanene abasobola okukozesa influence we handle with RDC nsaba RDC ya intervening era nange emukwatireko naye nagamba kansooke mpite abantu bano mu ofiisi ndabe kye boogera then ntandikirawo okusobola okubizayo wa RDC tukole wamu because nze nkola wamu ne ba RDC we are the same office ky'ova olaba oluusi saagala kutuuka ku kitundu nga teri RDC teri poliisi so mba njagala nfuna abajulizi naye bwe nayita abantu bano mu ofiisi bwe baagaana okujja ne ŋŋamba nti ne mpandiika nzije tuyingire mu nsonga zino ne RDC naye kirungi nti tuwaze short notice era abantu bano bwe bazzeemu okwokubira omulanga nga waliwo insecurity ne nsaba RDC since I was already in the region ne nsaba RDC anyamba atuukewo tuwulire ensonga zino usually bwe tutambula bwe tuti it is a fact finding naye abantu bano oluusi bwe babawandiika abamu bakikozesa butamanya mu petitioni yaabwe tebawandiika nti bali mu kooti abalala bakikola nga bagenderedde because bakimanyi that we respect court. Court bw'eba handling ensonga tetuziyingiramu. We advise the petitioner tukume court, efulumye court order tukolere wamu ne RDC tusobole okuyamba abantu. So abantu bano mu petition tebakiteekamu nti bagenda mu court. Oba oli awo ngenda kukebera ebipapula byabwe bya court, bayinza okuba nga bagenda mu court nga bawaabye ewange. And I take time, simara gayingira awantu, mba njagala kusooka kubuliriza, kumanya, waliwo ofisi ya DSO, waliwo ofisi, ezo ofisi ezo nasooka kubuliriza, kusooka kumanya mazima. Okutuusa lwe bakubidde omulanga nga waliwo insecurities n'engamba kantukeyo, manya mazima. Wade bwe twatuuse wano batutegeezezza nti ensonga ziri mu kooti, we are not trying to interfere with court. We are here to fact find. Tuli wano okumanya mazima. Because it would not even be a contempt of court because we are not trying to interfere with court to bereko che to kore decision esembayo but tune mukumanya mazima biche biruma abantu nadaranga abantu be kubidomulanga ne bagamba waliwo insecurities abagala abantu bagala kutinga na bagala kutemagana tutukawo ne tumanya ne tusobola okugonjola ensonga nga tukwataganidde wamu ne police okusobola okukuma abantu so twatuse wane tutegeera nti.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
John Abarunji emphasized that they have not come to disrupt the work of the courts, but to conduct fact-finding.
The land grabbers, whenever they are going to start to decide to take things that don't belong to them, they should first look at what they are taking. And it's very unfortunate that this former LOC5, now when he lost, I am told that he sold the land to his brother, who is a town clerk, that these people are just conniving. There is connivance between the former LOC5 and the town clerk. It's so unfortunate. The land grabbers should stop thinking they will just take things that belong to such big number of people and they just succeed.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
She concluded by promising to address the situation through working together with the government to ensure justice.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Every day, every hour, tune in to Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Yala kwebaza akensusu abakozi ba Witness Radio kosane director wabwe urumuri mugwe bakoze nokwagala kwe batulaze banguwa obulire kintu ekigudde ku muntu batubereddewo mu bintu bingi nyo era nsaba olunako olwaleero ngabwe bazze tebakoma nguko bafune n'olunako olulala bakomewo.
Witness Radio is the voice of the people. Listen to the power.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
And with that all brings us to the end of our program today. Thank you for listening to us from where we started to now that we are concluding. We are here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765 or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.